Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a great and fantastic weekend. I did. I had a couple of grandkids over on Saturday, and they spent the night and went to church with me, Mom, and Papa on Sunday. They helped me rake leaves. So, it was a good weekend. And I take a little hiatus from the news on the weekends, and then on Sunday night, I sit back down and I go back at it one more time. And by golly, it seems like the same old stories. Maybe different names, another one bites the dust, so to speak. Just goes on and on and on. Well, Friday, before I took a hiatus from the news, many of you know that Brian Ross, he wasn't fired, he was just suspended. It's at ABC News. They announced on Saturday, actually, not Friday, that Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross had been suspended for 4 weeks without pay over a botched exclusive about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Ross's suspension is effective immediately, it said on ABC News spokesman Heather Riley. We deeply regret and apologize for the serious error we made yesterday. You know, kind of cover up that fake news. The reporting conveyed by Brian Ross during the special report had not been fully vetted through our editorial standard process. As a result of our continued reporting over the next several hours, ultimately, we determined the information was wrong and we corrected the mistake on air and online. It is vital we get the story right and retain the trust we have built with our audience. These are our core principles. We fell far short of that yesterday. Effective immediately, Brian Ross will be suspended for 4 weeks without pay. What do you reckon he gets paid? I don't imagine missing 4 weeks is going to hurt him any. My job is to hold people accountable, Brian said, and that's why I agree with being held accountable myself. So he's okay with being suspended. ABC says during a live report, special report, this happened on Friday. Ross reported that Flynn would testify that Donald Trump had ordered him to make a contact with the Russians about foreign policy while Trump was still a candidate. The report raised the specter of Trump's impeachment and sent the stock market plummeting. So I guess stock market went down a little bit after that announcement. And then, of course, President Donald Trump, congratulations to ABC News for suspending Brian Ross for his horrendously inaccurate and dishonest report on the Russia witch hunt. More networks and papers should do the same with their fake news. And he also tweeted out, and I don't have that tweet in front of me, that those who lost money in the stock market ought to go after ABC because it was the fake news that caused it to go down. And I kind of laughed at that, and then I got to thinking, you know, if we held these guys accountable, personally accountable, we'd see them stepping just a little bit more careful, wouldn't we? Congress included. When we get the names of everyone who has used slush fund taxpayer dollars, the states from which they are representing, they need to go after them. You need to go after them for those dollar amounts. They need to go back in to the fund of the United States of America. They need to pay it back. And those slush funds need to be stopped. How can we possibly hold these guys accountable anymore? The deep state has grown to be so deep and so murky. You can't even see it so dark with filth, corruption. I don't know about you, but it's getting, I'm not discouraged, but it is concerning, deeply concerning as to how exactly, and the answer is, the solution is we the people, but how do we get ourselves schooled up and ready to do this the right way? There are so many battlefronts. Well, there's over 300 million of us versus the 545, although I think it's a lot more than 545 because of all the bureaucracy that they have put in place. And then, of course, there's not quite 300 million because we have an awful lot of people with their eyes shut that believe all this stuff that's put out. The first time, gasping. I have an article here from WorldNet Daily that I found to be very interesting. It says, now Newsweek labels President Donald Trump as hate group. One man is a group of hate. Now, my question to you today, do you believe that President Donald Trump is a hater, a racist? Do you believe he is the things that they keep saying and deserves to be impeached? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This article says, on the heels of comparing President Trump to cult murderer Charles Manson, remember they did that just a couple of weeks ago, the latest edition characterizes him as basically a hate group all by himself under the FBI definition. While the Manson comparison was dropped by the magazine days later, the following editor's note explained why. An earlier version of this story did not meet Newsweek's editorial standards and has been revised accordingly. I haven't seen or heard President Donald Trump since he was elected or prior to his election say anything that made me think he was involved in hate speech or racism. I know what some of the stuff they're pointing out. But I have seen a lot of hate coming out of the Democrat Party, the elite Republicans, and the mainstream media, also called lamestream media. I have seen a lot of hate. I have seen a lot of lies. I have seen a lot of opinions and agendas. Now, you're thinking, Beth, you give a lot of opinions. Yes, I do. But I don't classify myself as news. I don't have reporters on staff. I don't have lawyers on staff. I don't have investigators. I don't even have a secretary. I have me. And I glean through these articles and I try to come up and put some kind of common sense together and bring it to you to wake you up, to help you understand that they are clouding your mind up. You remember those old test patterns they used to talk about hypnotizing people? I believe we've been hypnotized. Don't you? Is President Donald Trump guilty of hate speech? Is he a hate group? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. What are the real problems in the United States of America? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual death. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Matt Land. We're going to go to the phone lines. I've captured some of you. Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Yeah, slightly different topic, but important. Tomorrow is the day when Jack Phillips, the masterpiece baker from Colorado.
Okay.
They argue for the Supreme Court. So all your Christian listeners, prayer time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder. I saw that like a week ago or so. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, I did. Thought everybody better get a heads up. And Flynn lying to the FBI like the FBI never lies to us. Come on.
Well, they've become quite the state organization, haven't they?
Yeah.
Not working for the people at all.
Yeah, just remember, hate speech is protected under the First Amendment.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Skits. I appreciate the call.
Joy, flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
It certainly is. Joy from Oklahoma. How are you today?
Beth Ann. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, the man had it right. We better go to prayer.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with America, isn't it? They won't repent. They're exalted, full of pride. Forgotten God.
You're right.
And last night I heard Jen Martell. Do you know her?
I've heard the name.
And she comes on at 9 on Sunday evening.
Okay.
And she had this man that wrote a book on the end times.
Okay.
It's called End Times Super Trends. And I mean, he has this. he has lots of answers of what's going on in the world right now and how America's coming down.
Okay. Now, my question was, is Trump guilty of hate, of being a hate group in your eyes?
Who?
President Donald Trump. That was the question that I put out.
You think he is behind a hate group?
Is he, yes, is he guilty of being a hate group?
You know, I'm not sure. But okay. I see a lot of good in him.
All right.
You know, the Antichrist is going to come in and say everything right at first. But I don't believe our president will be the Antichrist.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get on to the other calls. Thank you so much.
I could ask you one question, please.
Sure.
What about the Keystone gas line? Is that good or bad?
Depends on what side of that line you're on, I guess.
I don't understand it. Could you bring that up someday, sometime?
We will. We'll talk about the Keystone pipeline again. I know I've got a lot of listeners in Nebraska, and some of them are for it, some of them are against it. I know that in Missouri we have all kinds of pipelines going hither and yonder, but they're concerned about the aquifers there in Nebraska and in that area in South Dakota. So we will. We'll talk about it again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye now. Have a great day.
You're welcome. We have Peggy in Illinois. Peggy, it's good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Well, so far it started out real good for me.
Well, that's good.
But
that's good.
What you were saying, I'm turning the radio on, and I always listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I'm not a big fan of you, but I still listen to you.
I appreciate that.
And what you've been saying about Trump is true, because I believe it.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. What did I say about Trump that's true?
What you were saying.
The news?
Yep.
Okay. That's not me saying that. That's
all the press and that. But
okay.
I'm on my phone.
So you think that he is guilty of being a hate group?
Yes. Yes.
May I ask you why you think that? Give me one specific instance as why you believe he's a hate group.
I do believe that.
But you need to have a reason. You just because you don't like the man, you have to have a reason to believe that he's guilty of that.
Okay. But what I've been seeing on TV and on my phone and that stuff, I believe what he's been doing in that.
But tell me what it is that he's been doing that makes him a hate group.
Well, the stuff he says, he tweets.
Okay, he does tweet, but usually it is after somebody has already done something to him. So who is really guilty of the, do you not think that there's hate on both sides? What about Brian Ross when he takes a story that he knows is not true to the public? Do you think that there's anything wrong with that when they lie to you and they lie to me?
No.
You don't think that's wrong? You like to be lied to?
I've been lied to, all my life.
But it's not good, is it? It's not good. You know, the Bible tells us you should not lie. Why do you think they're lying?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, you have to have a specific reason. You have to have a specific reason why you believe that Donald Trump is a hate group. Now, I've seen a lot of hate. Do you think it was hateful when Kathy Griffin holds up a pretend severed head that's supposed to be President Donald Trump? Do you find that to be hateful?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. You know me, Beth Ann.
Well, I want to believe that you have some feelings, that you have some common sense, that you would actually believe that that is a good thing. You wouldn't think that that's a good thing that Kathy Griffin did. Or when somebody else gets up and say, I wish somebody would assassinate the president. Those are hate speech. That is hate driven to the death of somebody. I've never heard President Trump say anything like that. Ever.
Okay.
Okay.
like I said, I see a lot of stuff on TV and that, and
watch both sides. Watch both sides and compare. Step away and look at the big picture, because you and I are both being lied to. And that is wrong. That is wrong. And it's for an agenda, and it's not for the good of you and me.
Right.
Peggy, you have a happy holiday, okay? Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to go back to the phones. I believe we have, let me see, I've got to check my phone here. We have Mike in Illinois.
Hello, Beth.
Hi.
You know, something you said a little while ago about the big news outlets and having investigators and reporters and researchers on their staff, and you got nobody but yourself. You're wrong. You had God on your side, and you got probably the hundreds of thousands or the millions of people that are listening to you every day. If you reach out, I'm sure they will assist you any time. I know many of them will. And number two, I did not vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I didn't particularly like him, but the man's in there trying to do something right. He's apparently trying to help out this country, and he's running into resistance from within and from without the government at all turns, which is not right. And he is not a hate speech guy. I mean, Charlie Manson, you know, he was nuts. He claimed he was Jesus Christ at one time. You got guys like Louis Farrakhan that want to destroy the white race. You got all of these Muslims that are hate speech people. And we've got so many traitors who are within the umbrella, the auspices are covered under the umbrella of the United States government that are working against the people. And people are waking up to it, so... But you're definitely wrong. You've got many more resources out here than you probably have ever considered. So.
Well, I know I have. I know I've got prayer warriors, and I've got those that are sending me donations to keep me on air. And what I meant is I don't have reporters and lawyers that are propping me up.
But you got the people out here that can accomplish the same for you if and when you need it. So
okay.
Keep that in mind.
Thank you.
And you have a great day. We appreciate everything that you're doing, and I hope God continues to bless you and your family and protect you.
Thank you, you too.
The inmates are taking the keys to the asylum, and if we get them back, it's going to be a rough struggle, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I want to go back to this this article from WorldNet Daily, and it was by Joseph Farah, who is the founder of WorldNet Daily. In this article, they talk about what this Newsweek has said about President Donald Trump. Oh, I hear music. Oh, I hear Christmas music. My producer, Mike, is sticking some Christmas music in. Thank you so much, Mike. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this hate speech. I want to talk about some other things. And I'm going to tell you what. Don't accept what they're telling you. Don't accept it. And if you're going to look at a tweet, you look at all of the tweets. Okay, Peggy? Look at it all, because you are being so deceived, and I am so worried about you. I am worried sick about you and others in this nation that have been so fooled and lied to that you think it's okay now to be lied to. Don't accept it. Please don't accept it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the Prestige prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I kind of like that. There's a little swing there, the Christmas music. I did a, you know, I used to direct cantatas and choirs and such in the churches. And I did a cantata one year that was swing music. It was very interesting how the music was put together. And it was your good old standard Christian hymns, Christmas songs and Christmas hymns and put to a swing theme. And it was really a lot of fun and great music and really helped get us in spirits. And you listen to the Christmas music a little different after you do it from the swing stand. We're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind?
No, Trump is not a hate group. It's just ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And the woman that was on a little while ago from Illinois.
Yes.
Her problem is she's listening to mainstream media.
Yes. Well, and I think, you know, Ray, I was writing down during the commercial, Peggy's not alone. And even us, sometimes we listen to too much mainstream, and even Fox sometimes, you know. And but I'm writing down big government. If you accept big government, you accept big pharma. You accept mega corporations running the running roughshod the lobbyists over the Congress, corrupt Congress, fake news. And I was just starting to get my little list going there. I have an article here. Where is it? Where they have, here it is. CVC, which is a U.S. drugstore chain, is going to acquire Aetna, which is an insurance company. Now, here we're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, the Obamacare, and how they wouldn't repeal it and wouldn't do this and didn't do that. And I have said all along, it's not about your health. It's all about pharmaceutical and insurance companies, forced insurance on you. And here we have these two. They're going to, I mean, the big pharma is going to buy up this insurance company. You know, doesn't that seem like a little bit that goes against the people a little bit?
I would say that.
Yeah.
Well, I sent you a list of one time of all the different insurance and how in each state the premiums have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, because it's a single insurance provider.
Right.
When you have a single one,
the prices
are going to skyrocket. Exactly.
Isn't that called a monopoly?
When you have multiple insurance companies like we used to have, prices come down because there's competition.
That's capitalism.
I don't know why
right?
they can't see that.
Is that capitalism or is that free market?
All right, I'll let you go about
that. Right, thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Going back to this article on Trump being a hate group, some of the what they refer to is something from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is already a hate group. They called Dr. Ben Carson a hater. And of course, then they reluctantly withdrew that classification. But in the interest of full disclosure, and a note of pride, this has in parentheses, I have frequently been labeled the same way by the group that inspired an armed attack on the Family Research Council, as well as an armed attack on the Republican members of Congress practicing softball in the nation's capital. And this is, like I said, it was written by Joseph Farah. He's on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group list, as are many others who speak out for the republic, who speak out for the Constitution, who are trying to help all the people who are blinded by lamestream media. Don't accept the lies. Why would you think it's okay to be lied to? It's not okay. I may get stuff wrong some days, but I'm never going to lie to you. Never. I don't want to. It's not right. It's an injustice to you and to me. Lying is deceit for a purpose. Why would you accept that? No, absolutely not. And why would we accept the idea of big government when we were designed to be governed locally? President Donald Trump has not done anything to be titled a hate group. His tweets are not always what I would like to see him tweet, but if he didn't do some of those tweets, we wouldn't know. We would not know. We didn't know about the lottery immigration bill, did we? No. And we wouldn't have known had he not tweeted it. Taking your dollars. All, you know, I just wrote an article for Melody Cederstrom's newsletter that she puts out with Discount Gold and Silver. After the Pandora box has been opened, What then? What then? Go read the story of Pandora's box. The evil, the corruptness, the lies, the deceit, the theft that we're seeing coming out of Congress, and the dirt and the filth, which tells a lot about their integrity coming out of the news medias, Hollywood. Those who have no integrity think nothing of abusing and using other people, whether they're female or male. Those who have no integrity think nothing of spending somebody else's money. They think nothing about lying to you. Because you don't matter to them. So what do we do about it? First of all, we don't accept it. Don't accept being lied to. If you want big government, then you go with socialism. But don't accept the lies. Accept the truth. Melody was just sharing with me a comment that she had read about socialism. There's only one country with socialism that ever made it. The next one. None have ever survived under socialism. And the people of those nations are poor. They're abused, they're poor, they're taxed, they're taken advantage of, and they're controlled. So if that's what you want, if you think government has all the money in the world to come and save the day, then tell me that. But don't tell me that you think President Donald Trump is guilty of hate when Kathy Griffin is holding up a severed head that's the president, supposedly, and that's not hate. How can you say that? Because you've been blinded by the lies you've accepted. America, wake up. Do you want freedom and liberty? Or do you want to be controlled? President Donald Trump has done nothing to deserve being a hate group except stand up for you. 877-895-5410. Their hate of him is the hate of we the people. Even if you voted for Hillary, they hate you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We'll be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is something of grave concern to me. I really don't like our two-party system because I believe it is corrupt. I believe the deep state has such tentacles that go so deep. And I believe we the people have been fooled for so very long that perhaps we no longer long for independence and liberty. We no longer consider those to be sacred or of value. They did not want President Donald Trump in the White House. And I will not agree with everything he says or does or tweets. But he is the President of the United States, as was President Barack Obama. I didn't like what he stood for, because he stands for socialism, not a republic. And President Barack Obama, who is the past president, he is not the current president. He does not represent we the people at this time. And neither does Hillary Clinton. But they are following in the footsteps, and not in a good way, shadowing the moves of President Donald Trump when he visits abroad. So Now President Barack Obama is following him and mean-mouthing him. Now that is hate. Make no mistake about it. When an ex-president, a past president, starts going out to the public and to foreign countries and nations speaking ill of the current president, that is hate. That is pushing an agenda that is not accepting what they call a democracy, that is not accepting the vote of the people. And I think it is extremely serious and eye-opening. You shouldn't accept this. While speaking to a group of business leaders in Paris, former President Barack Obama said there is a temporary absence to American leadership when it comes to talking or tackling climate change. I grant you that at the moment we have a temporary absence of American leadership on this issue. You're seeing American companies, however, and states and cities continuing to work. Still on that climate change. The biggest hoax ever perpetrated over the American people. We're to accept all the paid-for scientists, but we're not to accept biology on gender. My goodness, how gullible we people have become. But what a travesty. What a slap in the face to America is President, former President Barack Obama when he goes abroad speaking against our current president, as does Hillary Clinton. It's wrong. It's wrong. And you have to know that. You have to know and understand when you have a main pharmaceutical business wanting to buy up an insurance company, that something is going on. Now you know why your health care is expensive. I don't know how it works where you are. But my insurance company tells the pharmacy what I can and cannot have and how many pills I can and cannot have. I take medicine for migraines sometimes. I'm allowed 8 pills in 30 days and that's it. That's it. So you better not have a very long run of migraine headache or you're just going to have to suffer in the dark. Control, control, control. It's about managing your money, not your health. Have you got that straight yet? So when former President Barack Obama is going around the globe, mean-mouthing your president, who's trying to bring common sense back into health care, which I don't even like the term, Hillary Clinton, you know, she was going to give President Donald Trump some advice on how to handle Kim Jong-un. In fact, she did. She said, you need to lighten up a little bit. Don't be so hard on the boy. And right after she says it, he fires up a missile. You have no idea what danger this nation is under. Not just from Kim Un, but from the deep state. And I'm not just talking about the Democrat Party. I'm talking about the elite in the Republican Party. Why do they have a slush fund so they can go create all their sins and then cover them up with your tax dollars? And then threaten to shut the government down because they don't get what they want with DACA. And Kate Steinle has no justice. inside, outside, upside down. The Pandora box has been opened. What do you see? It's ugly, but it's truth revealed. They're revealing the lies, the corruptness, the sin, the theft, their agendas. What do you see? Stand back and look. And how does it all affect you, your family, your community? Do you want big government or do you want liberty? Local, local, local. In the Patriot, I told you this before, in the Patriot, he wasn't going to fight. He didn't want to fight. And he said, why should I exchange one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? And that's where we are today. There's only one way to fix it. Yes, on our knees in prayer and repentance. But getting active locally. Opening your eyes and seeing the truth. Do not accept the lies. Let's bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.